Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
No hope except in Christ. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Romans 3:26. The gospel is so simple that little children can understand it, and yet it is so complex that the Bible uses a word like justification to describe one of its many facets. Boil it all down, and you can simplify the complex into just two words: Jesus Christ. In him, all the big words come together to explain the significance of your salvation. Take justification, for example. Charles Spurgeon provides this analysis of its meaning and importance. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. If God is just, then I am sinner alone, and without a substitute must be punished. But Jesus stands in my place and is punished for me. So now, if God is just, then I am a sinner standing in Christ and can never be punished. Jesus has taken the place of the believer and received the full penalty of divine wrath. My hope lives not because I am sinless, but because I am a sinner for whom Christ died. My trust is not that I am holy, but that since I am unholy, he is my righteousness. My faith rests not upon what I am, or shall be, or feel, or know, but in what Christ is, in what he has done, and in what he is now doing for me. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 31.
But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since there's only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law.
If you died and awoke at the gates of heaven, and there God confronted you with the question, "Why should I allow you into my heaven?" what would you say? "I did my best. I'm better than most. I was sincere in my beliefs. All have sinned. God is just in punishing those who have broken his law." And either Jesus Christ becomes your substitute, or you feel the force of God's wrath yourself. Justified freely by his grace through Christ Jesus. With that as your passport, you need never fear the reception you'll get in heaven.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.